song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are on the road today, and why not? It's a beautiful day, except for the wind, but that's where we're at here in Nebraska, and we are live at Lachlan Country Club in Hastings, where they will be putting on their annual United Way Golf Scramble today, which we're going to be taking part in. Daddy, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, everyone. Stop by, say hi if you're going to be in Hastings. If you're coming out to the golf tournament, swing by and see us. We're the ones holding down the fort.
Yeah, you know, beautiful, beautiful day, minus the 30-mile-an-hour gusts that are hitting us in the face. Hopefully they will not sustain all afternoon. Hopefully we get some good golf in. Forget the good in it. It was nice when they welcomed us to the course. They had us go park by the maintenance shed, which was lovely with the vehicles we drive. But nonetheless, it is great to be here. What a beautiful, beautiful golf course.
Glad to have you along with us. Coming up on the show today, we'll talk a little bit about what's going on here and really what's going on in the world of sports. And a lot of things are going on in the world of sports coming into this weekend. But I guess the number one thing we want to start with, Daddy, is probably UNK baseball. That's probably the most positive thing going out there. And congratulations to both the Hastings boys and girls soccer teams. They are headed to state, but both will go in as the number 8 seed in the state meet. And we'll give you their pairings, we'll give you their times, and what's all going on with the area teams and state soccer tournament. We'll let you know who's playing where and when coming up here a little bit later on in the show. But UNK baseball gets another great performance last night. Jared Lushen had a no-hitter going into the fifth inning. He only gave up one earned run, and they win it by a score of 5-3.
Doug, this is a team that for much of the year you would have said, are they going to get into the tournament? Now, to do what they've been doing, I don't know. It's kind of the same rope-a-dope they've done the last 2 years. You know, they had to come back through the loser's bracket. What was that, the first time, I guess, in the tournament? But, you know, to stay alive in the winner's bracket and with the teams getting knocked out that are knocked out, and the one seed's gone, correct?
Yeah, the number one seed is out of the tournament, 0-2 barbecue.
You know, they look to be the favorite now to win this thing and advance to their third regional in a row.
This is a different region. They won't have to go out and play those California teams here in the regional, which, let's face it, puts you right up front, gives you a better chance to do some things.
Well, you know what it does? It lets you play competition that's similar. You know, let's face it, going out and facing California schools, which are outside 12 months out of the year where – let's be honest, what's UNK been outside? Hastings College been outside about the last 32 days. I mean, the spring was not very good for baseball in central Nebraska, and they don't match up very good, although they did beat the number one ranked team in the country one time out there. But you want a chance, you want to give yourselves a chance to win a regional. I guess that would be what Damon Day, and look, they haven't made it yet, but they're certainly in the driver's seat of this one.
Yeah, we don't know who they're going to play yet because the win over Highlands and the way they run the brackets out there, when it's a six-team tournament, they don't want to have to play Highlands again tonight. I don't think there's any situation where that happens. Now, if Pueblo and Highlands happen to be the winners, then UNK, there's just two or three different scenarios. So we know that they're going to play at 8 o'clock tonight, which I guess is good. They played at 8 o'clock the last two nights, and they will play at 8 o'clock again tonight. As they take on an opponent yet to be determined, but we will see how that all progresses. New Mexico Highlands is going to play Regis. There's a real good chance that they could play Regis, who is the sixth seed in this tournament, and they are 1-1. If Regis wins, then that's who they will play tonight.
You know, I guess entering this tournament, though, they're the five seed, correct? So, I mean, you think I don't know why all of a sudden we think they're the favorite. Yeah, they're in the winner's bracket, but and they are the 5 seed, but a lot of that had to do with the way they played the first half of the season. Nobody was better than them the second half of the season, and they're proving that right now.
Well, Jared Leshen got the start yesterday. He went 7 innings, and then at the plate, it was sophomore. Again, here's a couple names you just haven't read a lot about. Luke Stamp and Darren Grace yesterday had great outings. Stamp 5 for 5, 3 RBIs. He had the game-winning RBI, a single in the top of the seventh that broke a 3-all tie, gave him a 5-3 lead. And Mike Stamp had a nice day as well. Grace went 3 for 4 and scored 3 times. Ricky Muir came in for the last 2 innings, earned his 2nd save of the season. Leshen gets the win. So the 1-2 guys who have been very, very strong in Sheldon Leshen go out and get the job done. Now the Lopers need 2 more wins, and they're going to be the conference champs.
Doug, I think the pitching staff, that's supposed to be the strength of this team, is finally the strength of this team, where they were absent the first half of the season. But they come around at the right time and finding a way right now to run through. And you know, you expect these RMAC games, you expect most RMAC games to be won 14-8. You know, the pitching's been shutting down the opposition, and good pitching is, you know, they say defeats good hitting, and that's what's happened in that RMAC tournament.
Well, the Doug and Daddy Show live with you at Lachlan Country Club here in Hastings. We hope you're enjoying your weekend. It's graduation day at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Hopefully everybody made it through last night's pre-parties okay and are going to get set in for a good day today, and a lot's going to be going on there as graduations, not only in the colleges at Hastings and UNK and Nebraska, but of course all the folks that are going to be taking part in high school graduations. And we will keep you up to date on what's going on here on ESPN Radio, including Royals baseball tonight. Another win yesterday, 3-1, although for the first time this year, Joaquin Soria did look not just a little shaky, a lot shaky.
Well, he looked human for one of the few times this year. I've been blowing people away, but let's be honest. You get out of there, first back-to-back series wins, and they were short series, 2 of the White Sox and then 2 with the Mariners. But you get out of there with a win, 6 in a row, and you keep rolling along. Bannister ERA 1.43 after yesterday, I believe, and throwing strikes and getting on top of hitters. And I guess when you get to that five guy in the rotation, you expect some runs to be scored. But Brian Bannister, fabulous job.
Derek, we want to let folks know that you can still email us today, even when we're on the road, to the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Debt Popper, home of Paintless Net Repair, right there for you. Free estimates for any job that you may need on the breaks downtown Kearney. And our producer, Derek Stinson, back at the studio. You okay today, buddy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And when the Royals win, what do we do?
Oh, we peanut butter jelly it.
Let's do it.
This is the second time through here.
Oh,
our double peanut butter jelly
today. See, you're doing the right thing. You're actually on top of your game today. The Royals are like the hottest team in baseball now that the Dodgers blew one last night. You know, either one of you can say,
the Dodgers have got to withstand the initial shock of this deal, I think.
That's, well, I think I said it on the air yesterday. Expect the Dodgers to have this big game, last night, to kind of rally around, say, we're not going to let this shake us up, and then watch them kind of have that emotion drawn out of them over the weekend. Well, it actually happened in last night's game. They came out strong, up 6-0, 6-1, whatever it was, and then Washington has a huge, huge inning. In fact, it was 6-0 because they scored 6 in the bottom of the first, and Washington comes back to win that baseball game.
You know, that's a team, though, you want in town. You know, to withstand the pressure and the scrutiny is the Nationals, and then I think yesterday just so draining, and you do get off to a great start, Doug. But the Nationals, you got to beat that team, and you got to send a message to the rest of the league. You're that far ahead. What was going through his mind? Did yesterday afternoon clear anything up, or is it by far? Do you just look at it and go? You heard Larry Boa after our show, when Larry Boa was on Colin Cowherd in the hour between 12 and 1, say, you know, there's people that do steroids. And you say, boy, well, you know, look at that body. He's done something. Something's a little different. Then you look at Manny. No. He's not the cut-up. He's not the buff six-pack ab guy that struts around the clubhouse. He's the regular kind of John Crook, if you will. Maybe not John Crookish to that extent, but he's one of those guys that – why would he have had to do what he did?
Well, and they rattle off these drugs, and you just go, what is that? Is it just me, or did it seem like whatever he did didn't seem that big a deal? That was the feeling I got. What was the feeling you got? It just didn't seem like that big a deal.
Well, they're trying to explain it as a female hormone. Is that what I'm hearing? I mean, I don't understand why some doctor would prescribe it. And, you know, if a doctor's got a reason to prescribe it and can do that, I'm not sure why they can't go and appeal this deal and then maybe have a lesser charge. Or I don't know why you got 50 games, $8 million gone from his salary.
Well, it's not good, and hopefully things will work out for him here in the near future. But July 3rd is when he will be back. I guess here's the bottom line. Tony, where will the Los Angeles Dodgers be on July 3rd?
Yeah, that is a critical question right now. And for Dodger fans out there, I think the initial 3-4 games will tell the whole story. If you can withstand the initial barrage and get, you know what, play 500 baseball the first 10 games, I think you can ride it out. You start to fall behind that, it could be a long, long first part of the summer for you.
Well, we hope that everything goes well, and we will see what happens. But we're more worried about the Royals and the Cubs, too, right?
Oh,
and the Yankees. How'd the Yankees do again last night? Oh, that's right. That's too bad. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad to have you along with us here. We're at Lachlan Country Club with the annual United Way Golf Tournament is going to be going on this afternoon. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of folks out here, and of course, for a great cause, the United Way, who does such a great job in the Tri-Cities, Tony.
Well, they do, and the money stays local here with the United Way, which is a great thing. A lot of projects have been done, not just in Grand Island, Kearney in Grand Island as well.
We are going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more and break down those state soccer pairings. If you haven't found out who you're playing, when you're playing, we're going to talk about that, and we hope to wrangle up a couple special guests to talk about today's event as well, coming up in the second half of the show. So stay with us. This is the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
Exceptional. Distinctive. But extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Calling all motorsports enthusiasts. Kearney Yamaha is having a party, and you're invited. It's the Yamaha Get Out and Ride Open House. Be among the first to see the all-new 2009 Yamaha motorcycles and ATVs. Schedule a tune-up for your current ride. Enjoy food, fun, entertainment, and door prizes. Plus, enter for your chance to win a new Raptor 250 ATV or Zuma 125 scooter. So hurry to Kearney Yamaha for the Yamaha Get Out and Ride Open House going on this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. See dealer for details and ATV age recommendations. For safety and training information, call the ATV Safety Institute at 1-800-887-2887.
First the watercraft. ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
If your partials or bridges are painful, worse yet, you're ashamed to smile, then we need to talk. I'm Dr. Michael Bryson with MetalArc Dental Associates. Implant dentistry can change years of painful eating experiences as well as embarrassment. Proven procedures performed with the newest sedation dentistry allow the entire experience to be comfortable and relaxing. Sedation dentistry is good news. We can accomplish more in a single visit, reducing the number of appointments needed to restore your smile. Visit us at MetalArc Dental Associates and confidently bite into your favorite foods.
To find out more about Dr. Michael Bryson's implant and sedation dentistry, log on to MeadowlarkDental.com, MeadowlarkDental.com, or call for an appointment at 308-234-3668, 308-234-3668. Do it today for a pain-free, brighter smile tomorrow.
This morning, I heard my mom's favorite song on the radio. It made me think of all the great times we've shared and how she's always been there for me. Thinking about her made me smile. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. Show your love by sending your special mom a bright spring bouquet or a beautiful blooming plant from Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with flowers and happy Mother's Day from everyone at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings. You know, you can always count on Mom and Bob Sass Flowers.
From stuff you need to toys you want, ESPNSuperStation.com has an easy button to push and bid and buy from local merchants.
You're going to love it.
Gives you money to spend, helps the local economy, makes you look like a genius.
Does this kind of talk upset you?
Easy auction at ESPNSuperStation.com. Log on now.
We'll see some partial sunshine develop across the area today with an isolated chance of a shower, mainly early on yet in some spots. Otherwise, look for high temperatures in the upper 60s with northwest winds developing and increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, skies turn partly cloudy with a low near 42. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, beautiful weather outside. Great time to get out and grill. Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney wants you to come by, and they want to show you what they got. They got some outstanding stuff over there, guys. They have sirloins, of course, snack sticks, jerky, great for the golf bag or tackle box, anything you're getting outdoors for. They have new stuff, too, pineapple jalapeno brats. Those sound great. And, of course, they have the Green Mountain grills in, too, their new pellet grills. So if you get tired of messing with messy charcoal, smelly lighter fluid, even messing with the explosive gas, don't want to get blown up or anything. So good pellet grills by Green Mountain Grills as well. And, guys, of course, with graduation right around the corner, a great chance to stock up.
Heck, we don't need graduation, Tony. You just need a meal.
Right, that's exactly right. The Green Mountain Grills, Kerry's been having fabulous success with them. I believe four of them went out the door last week alone. So people are getting excited about them. Check them out as well at Troutman's Quality Meats.
I know you've had some extended family hanging around your place here lately, and you've been hiding the Troutman so that they don't get to it.
They got those damn baked beans out again, too. And they're so good. So good.
The double jar?
Yeah, I did pick up the double jar.
They put things in a jar. It's just a whole lot different than a can. That just tells you it's special.
Yeah, we're
you didn't have any in the last 24 hours, did
no,
you?
No, I'm good.
Okay, just check it. Just check
it.
Should
be fine.
Troutman's Quality Meats, across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney, whatever the occasion, with graduation, Mother's Day, and all the things that are coming up. They've got the party platters for you there as well. And we are the Doug and Daddy Show back at Lachlan Country Club on a beautiful Friday. Nothing better than being out of the office, Daddy.
Well, I think the winds went down, too.
No. Mike Will has showed up. The wind has definitely went up. We'll be talking with the voice of the Hastings Broncos here in just a little bit and his all-expense-paid trip to Alabama that he's going to be telling us about with the Hastings College softball team in the Nationals. But right now we're pleased to be joined by Chris Junker from the United Way. That's why we are here today for the annual golf tournament. And, Chris, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thanks for being here with us.
Well, food's already smelling pretty good.
Yeah, I was just catching that. You know, the wind's going the right direction.
I think the first words Tony said all morning long when we came around the corner, I believe the first word was refreshments.
That blind up there looks so beautiful. Sun, yeah.
But there are some things you can do well here today. Golfing won't be one of them.
Yeah, that is correct. I pick up the slack in other aspects of the game, though. So,
well, Chris, I guess tell us, we have so many great times out here with a variety of golf events and walks anymore and fundraisers, but this is a chance for everybody to have a little fun here at the golf tournament and with the United Way. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on today.
Well, this is our annual golf tournament. I think we've been doing this now for 14 years, so we have a lot of dedicated people that come out here on an annual basis. This is just kind of, they get it on their calendar. They know they're going to be out here helping us to raise some money for the United Way of South Central Nebraska.
Chris, I think a lot of people see United Way, and they see it on TV in a national deal, and Eli Manning's not showing up today. You know, you see these big NFL stars and whatnot, and you think, well, this money raised today is going to be shot to New York City or to Washington, D.C. That's really not the case.
It's not. And thanks for bringing that up, because a lot of people are concerned about that. Each United Way has a designated area that they serve, and ours is Adams, Clay, Knuckles, and Webster counties. And so all the funds that are raised today or during our campaign or even contributions that come in during the year stay right here in those four counties.
Chris, talk about maybe a project or two or some specific spots where the United Way has been able to step in and help out.
Oh, let's see. There's so many. Thanks for putting me on
the spot. Yeah.
You know, I'd like to really emphasize that our United Way, we really try to focus in on serving folks that, you know, from the newborn to keeping the elderly self-sufficient so they can stay in their home. We are kind of focusing on some new areas that have been targeted for us by the United Way of America, and those are health, education, and financial stability. So we're kind of looking at, is that the direction our United Way wants to take, and is it a good fit for us? And so those are some of the things we're working on right now.
14 years and going strong, you know, and that's exciting to see a community get out and support the event.
Yeah, like I said, some people, they just, you know, we'll see you next year, and they plan on it. So thanks for joining us this year. This is fun.
We're glad to be here. Maybe if we don't get thrown out of here by the end of the day, we'll mark this on our calendar.
That's weird, because we got a pool and a pond. Pond's good for us, you know. One of those deals. But
I might be just kind of walking around with, you know, I don't know those guys at all.
Chris Junker, the United Way, joins us here. Chris, we all know what the state of the economy is in. How is that affecting contributions to the United Way? And are there proactive things that you guys are doing to try and help people continue their donations into your organization?
You know, we do. We had a real successful campaign this last year, and we surpassed our goal slightly. But shortly after that, we realized with layoffs and things, the payroll deduction isn't going to be able to come in. We understand that. And we also understand that a lot of folks that have been contributors for so long are now going to need the services that they've been paying forward for so many years. So those are some things that we're thinking about. You know, unfortunately, we just put one campaign to bed. Now we got to be working on another one. But we are looking at the economy and how that's going to affect our future. And we don't have anything in writing or in stone just yet how we're going to approach that. But we are trying to be sensitive to that.
Well, I think, you know, you look at it's certainly not Detroit. We're not in one of the metropolitan areas, maybe hit as hard as some of the others. So hopefully it will not affect the United Way and the donations coming in as much as it would in some other areas.
Well, you know, I think we have a good feeling that we're going to have to kick back some of our expectations, but we also know the needs are going to be bigger. So that's, you know, what that balance is, that's what we're working on right now.
Chris, before we let you go, we've got the golf tournament today, a full house, a full field. Is there anything else that you need to let the folks know about coming up here in the near future?
Well, you know, this is kind of a kickstart to our campaign, and we're going to be doing a lot of behind-the-scenes kind of stuff. But, yeah, just be thinking about United Way and how people can, you know, thinking about those, maybe pay it forward and think about the fall campaign and see what, you know, we appreciate anything that's been given in the past. But those that have, maybe they could step up a little bit more.
Doug, I want to reiterate once again, the United Way, this money does not go elsewhere. It stays right here. I think you can't ever emphasize that enough when people are given stuff in central Nebraska and they think, well, this money is eventually going to end up in, pick a Bosnia. It's not going to Bosnia.
Exactly.
It's going right here. It's going to 4 or 5. You're helping people just like you, just like I, right here in central Nebraska.
Chris, so obviously, are we going to have to sign any waivers today before we tee off? That, I guess, and is there plenty of insurance here today?
Oh, I hope so. You guys have got me scared.
I'm telling you right now, there's a tree over on number 4 I had a run-in with.
Okay.
My grip was bad. And my 4-iron slipped out of my hand. Now, if you've never been to Lachlan Country Club, folks, the trees are not new. They're not small. This 4-iron happened to catch in 2 forks. I'm not making the story up because I can't. And I had to climb a tree here at Lachlan Country Club.
Is it still standing?
The tree is still standing. Even my frame was not hurting the tree. I left the tree. I was not unscathed. Several scratches. I was marked up quite a little, but I did get the club back.
So everything's okay?
Well, the grip. I still got those same grips, so hopefully that won't happen again.
Chris, we will let you get out of here because I know you had some more meet and greeting and some work to do before we tee off. Best of luck, and thanks for giving us some time today.
Thanks for being here today. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Chris Junker with the United Way of South Central Nebraska joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are at Lachlan Country Club where we're going to be playing. And it's a four-person scramble today. We're going to be talking to the other two idiots that are going to be in the other golf cart on our team here in just a little bit. But more sports to talk about today, and stop by. And again, maybe you're not a golfer. They have a lot of events, and contact the United Way if you would like to know how you can help out. And another thing is, Tony, sometimes your help isn't just by writing a check or donating money. Sometimes your help is by coming out and volunteering and taking, signing people up for the golf tournament today or volunteering and doing something with your time instead of with your cat.
Well, Chris isn't afraid to put you to work.
Oh, no.
Just
no.
Come up and meet Chris, and she'll point you in the right direction.
Is that the case?
That's the case. I see that.
Well, let's get back to the world of sports here for at least a minute or two. We promised the folks we'd let them know who's playing soccer at the state tournament. All these games are in Omaha at the beautiful Morrison Stadium there at Creighton University. And it starts on Wednesday, and that's when the Class A boys will get underway. Kearney High will be the number one seed, and they will take on Lincoln North Star. And as I did some research today and what they call show preparation.
What's that?
They haven't played. Kearney and Lincoln North Star haven't played, and I just found that somewhat shocking. Usually if they play a metro school, then that's the case. But Kearney 15-1, North Star 10-5. They will play Wednesday at 4 o'clock. All of the Class A boys game are Wednesday. Millard West plays Lincoln East. Creighton Prep will play Omaha Burke. Omaha West Side will play Lincoln Southwest. Kearney, if they win, would get the West Side Southwest winner Friday, 1 week from today at 8 o'clock. The boys' championship games are Monday, May 18th. The girls' championship games are Tuesday, May 19th. Now, taking a look at the Class B field, Lexington will play Wednesday night against Columbus. That game is at 6 o'clock. Columbus beat Lexington earlier this year, 4-0. That's the only game. Lexington started 0-3. They're 9-1 since then. The only loss came at Columbus. And then the Hastings Tigers will play on Thursday at 6 o'clock against South Sioux City. Hastings 10-6, South Sioux City the number one seed at 15-1. But, Daddy, this is one of those, both the Hastings boys and girls have to go in as the number eight seed. And you look at who the boys are playing, and it's South Sioux City. You know, that's not like the scariest name on the other side. Usually you're going to see a Gretna or a SCOTUS or a SCUT or somebody like that. And I'm not saying South Sioux City's not a great ball club, but mentally, South Sioux City soccer, well, what's that?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't ring a bell. It really doesn't. It doesn't stand out to anybody. Now, if you said the girls were going to play them in basketball, yeah, then you got trouble.
Well, but the girls do have to play Omaha Scott. That's a whole different ball game.
Bad news.
Hastings girls will play Omaha Scott, who's 16-2. Hastings is 11-5. That game is 1 week from today, Friday, 4 o'clock. And at 11 o'clock, Holdridge will play Columbus SCOTUS later that morning. So 1 week from today, Holdridge will be on the field taking on Columbus SCOTUS in the state tournament. The semifinals in Class B are next Saturday, May 16th. And as we said, the championship for the boys are on Monday. And for the girls, they are on Tuesday. All of the state soccer tournament matches will be played at Creighton's Morrison Stadium. Beautiful, beautiful facility there in Omaha.
You know, that's where you won't get. That's the shrine of soccer in the state of Nebraska.
Well, that's state.
There you go.
See, again, it just proved to you, wherever state's at, it's still state, and that's where you want to be. So that's where state soccer will be coming up starting next week. And we'll catch up with a few of the coaches as well next week on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for it. And I think you got some teams that got a chance to go down and get some wins, of course, led by Kearney High.
Well, Kearney High, the one seed. Now, maybe the competition that they saw throughout the year isn't maybe what some of the Metro teams face. It'll be tested, but nonetheless, you know what? You get the first one out of the way, and then you're down to the field of four, and anything can happen.
Well, and you got to like the way that the bracket sets up for them as well. Also, baseball gets underway today. If they're starting on time, and from the rain last night, who knows, at Rider Park in Grand Island. But Grand Island and Omaha Northwest were scheduled to start at 11 o'clock this morning. Islanders are the top seed, taking on Northwest, and then Lincoln Southeast will follow at approximately 1:30. Against Omaha Central. The championship is at Rider Park Monday at 6 o'clock. Hopefully Grand Island's in that. But again, it could be Omaha Northwest against Omaha Central in Grand Island.
Yuck. Nobody likes that.
You pick up the phone and say, we're just going to go ahead and take care of it here. We're just going to. But I don't think that's going to happen. Let's see if Grand Island can get through and get into the district championship. The defending state champions begin their run at a repeat title. Today
it's going to be a tough. I'm not sure the expectations are there. Maybe like they were a year ago, but nonetheless, anytime you put yourself in the field, you're in position to make something happen.
We've got a lot more sports to talk about, and we'll bring in the Eastern Division from Hastings. Mike Will, Rob Osmond is going to join us here in just a little bit on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are live at beautiful Lachlan Country Club, getting ready for the 14th annual United Way Golf Scramble, and we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN right after this.
There they are, two dirty boys.
We had nothing to do with it. It was all their idea.
Now your tablecloth is stained, and how?
More dirty deeds done dirt cheap. When the Doug and Danny Show returns at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You've probably heard about the technology remote access, but you thought, man, I got to be a tech expert to figure it out. No, you don't. I'm going to tell you, Go to My PC remote access has never been so easy. From your living room, a hotel room in New York, an internet cafe in Paris, simply log on to gotomypc.com and your office desktop instantly appears. Go to My PC, brought to you by Citrix, is the easiest, fastest, and most secure way to access your computer from any computer. I use it. Go to My PC is built for non-technical people like me, so anybody can use it. They have free customer service 24/7. I use Go to My PC when I'm on the road and want to get my ESPN email. I've got an exclusive free trial just for my listeners. Go to My PC free for 45 days. The offer's only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit gotomypc.com, click on the Try It Free button, and remember to use the promo code Colin.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see some partial sunshine develop across the area today with a nice little chance of a shower, mainly early on yet in some spots. Otherwise, look for high temperatures in the upper 60s with northwest winds developing and increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight's skies turn partly cloudy with a low near 42. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
And back in the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Lachlan Country Club here in Hastings, where we are guests of the 14th annual United Way Golf Tournament. And Daddy, how's your game? That's what I want to know.
I haven't tried it out this year, so.
Well, now, yesterday we were talking about fishing. Sean Callahan had been in town all week, and you took Sean out for a little Central Nebraska hospitality, and how'd that go?
Not real well. I failed miserably to come through for Sean. Did actually catch one nice walleye, 23.5 inches, so it wasn't a total failure, but we did not get the numbers that I had once anticipated going out.
So compare that to what we may see this afternoon in your golf game.
Oh, it'll be similar.
Disappointing?
No, I figure I hit one good shot all day.
Well, we are glad to be here, and if you get a chance before we get out of here at noon, swing by, say hi. Had a chance to talk with Chris Chucker from the United Way and all the great things that they are doing and where the money is going for from the tournament today. And we are joined from the Eastern Division here of ESPN Radio, Mike Will. Mike, how's your game?
Wow, I went out on the practice range yesterday. I actually hit some balls. Some long drives, just don't know which direction they're going. It's going to be one of those days. And the wind's not going to help us one bit today.
Oh, no, no, no.
But we got that to blame it on. You know, if we come in, like I said, if we can come in, can we come in with this four-man scramble? Can we hit 100? Can we at least break 100 with a four-man scramble?
If that doesn't, I'll tell you what, I will retire officially.
This might be our first and only appearance at the United Way Golf Tournament here.
Well, I'm sure of that.
By the way, we tee off on hole 12. Somebody point us to hole 12 right off the bat. I have no idea where it's at.
Oh, we'll get you there.
I'll bet you there. This could be a rugged day. A couple of the people from United Way has already been out here today putting bars on the windows of some of the nice homes that they have around here because they heard that we were coming out. I don't know if that's an indication of how bad we're going to be today.
Well, here was my idea. Since we are in Hastings, I thought maybe we could make a quick call out to Jenny Andrew or Sam Myers, who just named All-Conference on the Hastings College women's golf team, or maybe Kyle Janke from the men's golf team. You think maybe they could slide out here and impersonate one of us for a while?
Whoever put this team together forgot the ringer. Every four-man scramble needs to have at least one ringer. Out of this bunch, who's the ringer out of this bunch, huh?
It's got to be Doug. Well, it's got to be Doug. Yeah, a lot of radios just turned off from Metal Arc Hills. Just said no. If I'm the ringer, we're in trouble.
We are in trouble.
We will have fun here today, though. That's what it's all about, Tony.
Well, I'm gonna go back, Mike. Speaking of a ringer, that's somebody that gets it going and turns things in the right direction. Sam Keller's not doing that, is he?
Oh, jeez. We're going to bring him up again. The guy who's suing EA Sports.
Well, see, instead of suing EA Sports, he should have went to him with a game idea called Cups. See how far the quarterback can throw a cup. What happened to this guy? I'm trying to do a little research. What's he doing now?
He was on the Oakland Raiders roster at one time. One time, like for a couple of weeks.
It was like a Callahan favor, wasn't
it? Yeah, no doubt.
I don't know, but anytime you get involved in this deal, every athlete in the history of collegiate sport is involved in this lawsuit now. And he's not only suing EA Sports, he's suing collegiate licensing. There's about four offshoots. And one of the guys representing him was one of the attorneys that took Jeremy Bloom from Colorado this year and tried to get him eligible after taking some benefits from skiing and allow him to play football and whatnot. So this deal is going to be really complicated before it's over. And this looks to me to be a long, drawn-out deal.
When I play EA Sports football, Sam Keller and Bill Callahan and the Nebraska team that they put together, that's one of the first teams I would download on my game. You know, Sam Keller. I really want him to be my quarterback when I would play EA Sports, no doubt.
Oh, my.
I just thought I'd get a dig in on your
show.
I don't get on the show very often.
Well, there's a reason. Live here at Lachlan, Doug and Daddy Show. Doug due to Big Daddy, Tony Davis, and Mike Will.
By the way, Mulligans have been bought.
Oh, good.
Drink tickets have been bought for today. And the food tickets.
Do they have any tickets left?
It's gonna be a long afternoon, boys.
Michael, let's talk about Hastings over here. Not a bad season for the guys and gals that hit pitch, field, catch. They've got some nice awards, nice accolades. I want to ask you up front before we talk about the softball team. You've been seeing most of what the baseball team did. They make a great run in the postseason tournament. They had a great regular season, finishing second, and it's all for naught because their record is not good enough to get an at-large bid with this brutal, brutal schedule they play. It seems to me that Hastings has set themselves up that the only way they ever get the postseason or have a chance is they must win the postseason tournament. I guess your thoughts, we've talked with Coach Bovee about, you know, getting ready for the season, and year in and year out, they're 6-20 or whatever after spring break when conference play begins, and they are ready. They come in and they play good baseball, but you know, when you gotta win a 13 team league to have a chance to make the postseason, that seems you're already behind a hard rock there.
Well, the way the season is really broken down, Hastings always goes out and plays like you said, some of the better teams in the nation to get them ready for the season. But you got two chances really to get into the national tournament: either A, you win the regular season championship of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, or B, you win the conference tournament. So Hastings has a great chance to qualify for the national tournament. We ran second in the conference regular season this year, just a game or two behind Nebraska Westland. Had a chance to win it, so we have our chances to get to the national tournament. I don't mind the qualification.
Now, how good this team really did seem to put it together as the season went along. They got strong pitching. We were talking earlier about UNK. They're currently in the RMAC tournament, and their 1-2 are solid. Hastings College had a pretty solid pitching staff this year, especially when Mr. Clark got going.
And we had about three that you could really rely on that were really thumpers. And then the area that we got into trouble was the fourth and fifth. When you get into a double elimination tournament, you're going to have a solid number four and a solid number five that you can really rely on to get you through the tournament. You're playing, six, seven games in a matter of 3 or 4 days. You've got to have the arms. And we've come back with Alex Kuchera in that last ball game that we had. He had 1 day's rest, and that's something that Coach Bovee didn't want to do, but we threw him out there for a couple of innings and got us through 2 2/3, and it was just that last third of an inning that really brought us down. And
finish eighth, though. Yeah. Finish second. An incredible season and great run for Coach Bovee and his staff.
I think so. He got the GPAC Coach of the Year because of it, and I think they had a great season. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of holes to fill on the team next year, but I think there's some younger guys that are ready to step up. So
where would Joe John Duquette be placed in Hastings baseball lore.
Wow.
He was the face of this program for a long, long time.
Last couple of years. He has done everything offensively. Maybe didn't have quite the season that he wanted this year. Had a great season last year, but maybe didn't have quite the season that he wanted this year, but still very respectable numbers. He's got to go down as one of the better ones that we've ever had here.
Well, now the softball team's going to Nationals, and I have to ask you, again, the NAIA, the way they do things in every sport is so different than Division One, Two, Three. This will be pool play, which we understand. But if Hastings has to start with the number one team in the country, does that mean that they consider Hastings the number 32 team, or is that just the way this grew out?
I don't know how the pools are really broken out. There's eight pools of four teams. There's 32 teams in this thing. All 32 teams will play three games in pool play, and then the winner from each pool advanced to a double elimination tournament that starts the following Monday. So I guess Hastings, in order for us to maybe move on, I guess the biggest ball game we've got is the first one. I guess the number one ranked team in the nation in California Baptist, they've got a record of 54-5 or something like that.
Well, they're traveling further.
if you're looking for an advantage. But I'll tell you what, the folks at Hastings College, the softball team, has made a remarkable stride this year. And there's a lot of excitement about the softball team, despite going and playing the number one ranked team of the nation.
And we're going to have Coach Baker on the show Monday. He was going to join us today, but had some personal conflict and was not able to come out and talk to us live. But he will be on the show Monday.
You know, bring home the GPAC Cup or all sports trophy like they did, Mike. When you think back to the start of the year, did you see that at all coming?
Absolutely not. You know, top to bottom, I don't think, when you start looking at programs like Morningside, Nebraska Wesleyan has won the Cup the past couple of years. Morningside's been up there. Hastings is always a close third, maybe a close fourth for those other two teams. But you always look to Nebraska Wesleyan because of their track and field of depth that they have there. They're very good in some other sports. So Morningside, of course, won the basketball championships. Hastings is always that third team, maybe the fourth team there. But I'll tell you what, a good year by, I guess, most of the sports there at Hastings College.
Well, a great year for Hastings College athletics overall, and it's starting to wind down, and spring football is over. We have had Coach Merkowitz on, an early thought on what they've got coming this fall.
I think he's excited about the upcoming year. If we can develop at quarterback, we got the receivers, got some Maurice Mansfield is back, a guy who set a lot of records last year for Hastings College. I'm talking about we're going to get our running game going again. I just get that funny feeling that we're going to go back to Hastings College football, running the pig around a little bit. Of course, Dayton Edwards was our quarterback the past couple of years, a guy who really wanted to throw the thing around. And that was a change from what we had before. So we're kind of going back the last couple of years and going back to the Casey Trambley days, the Josh Miller days. And I think Coach Merck is going to run the football. We're going to have the guys up front to get that done at the Chief Pack.
You just said it. That up front offensive line is where it's going to start. And they have not had the holes. You know,
we've
shaken our heads looking at stats. You know,
we averaged several times last year when I was doing the ball games. We averaged 1.5 yards per rush, 1.8. That's not going to get the job done. And then you look on the other side of the line, you've got the University of Sioux Falls over there with guys that are 340, 350 pounds. We're going to have some guys up front. Maybe like Tony over. You got any eligibility left? You big old brute?
He can play a couple plays.
Yeah. There you go.
But anyway, that's going to be exciting. We get spring football over now, and we'll head into the offseason.
But if you average just like 1.5 yards per carry, that's easy for Jimmy P to figure out.
There's not a whole lot of numbers on his page there. So I'm more worried about today than anything.
Well,
I am so worried about this tournament and acting like a complete fool out here.
Well, you never had a problem doing that. Did you bring the hat?
I walked
up and down. Chef's hat today? Did you bring the chef's hat?
I got my Kansas City Chiefs golf bag.
Oh, good Lord.
It's going to be awesome.
So
I walked up
already
and down.
Associating himself with losing.
I walked up and down the golf carts and just saw some of the people here. Some of the best out of Hastings are here today, guys. I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, that's fine.
Including not us.
Well,
that's not us. They put us in a golf cart that only had three wheels. That's got pedals in it instead of an electric motor.
Well, we don't have to drive very far to get our next shot, usually.
I hope the batteries are charged in this, baby.
Here's the last thing we got before we go into this break. Tony and I want to know, will you be back to try and dethrone us as champions of the Hastings Tribune football contest? Again, winning it for the second time in 3 years.
I don't know if you have to throw that out.
Were you dead last, or how'd that work out for you?
How was I this year?
I think dead last.
No, I was in the middle of the pack. I think the year before I was dead last.
But I went out on a limb several times. You guys pick the favorites all the time.
Yeah, that's we picked the winners. That's what we did.
I'm picking against the spread. Maybe I'd do that.
No, you've heard Tony's picks on Friday.
I know. Those are good, too.
We are at Lachlan Country Club, Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready for the 14th Annual United Way Golf Scramble, and we're going to take a break and be back with a little bit more sports talk right after this.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
Not long ago, using the internet meant waiting for a connection, for a page to load or a download to complete, and progress bars. Lots and lots of progress bars. Welcome to now. Equip your team with Sprint mobile broadband and instantly unleash the potential of the internet from almost anywhere. They pop a Sprint mobile broadband card into their laptops, and they're up and running right now. Checking emails from the lobby? Check. Uploading or downloading some mammoth files in the back of a cab? Done. And because only Sprint has the most dependable 3G network, your crew gets what's most important to them whenever they need it, practically instantaneously. Instant internet from virtually anywhere. Sprint, the now network. Get a free Ovation U760 by Novatel Wireless mobile broadband card for your entire business team. Visit sprint.com/free card. Dependable based on third-party drive tests on data performance for top 50 markets. Offer valid through 6609. Excludes taxes. May require credit approval. $36 activation, 2-year agreement, and $200 early termination fee. Available for corporate liable accounts only. See store for coverage and other details.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally-minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
In times like these, it helps to recall that there have always been times like these. The late commentator Paul Harvey always had the pulse of Middle America. He might have also said that it's the job of the 96% of Nebraskans with jobs to help get the 4% who don't back to work. We can either wait on the sidelines or we can realize that all growth is local and it can begin right here, right now. Simply put, if you need it, buy it. Spend some time in Kearney and buy locally. You'll be doing what's best for everyone. A message from the Small Business Council of the Kearney Area Chamber of Commerce.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see some partial sunshine develop across the area today with an isolated chance of a shower, mainly early on yet in some spots. Otherwise, look for high temperatures in the upper 60s, with northwest winds developing and increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight's skies turn partly cloudy with a low near 42. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 66.
And back on the Doug and Daddy Show, wrapping up another week on this Friday. We are live at Lachlan Country Club, where Daddy and I will be participating in the 14th Annual United Way Golf Scramble. And Daddy, even though I could be planting Dyna-Gro today, I think I'd still rather be golfing, because you know what? It's not really work.
All right, slow it down for you. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today. Still got soybeans available, whether you're looking for a mid group two, early group three. They've got it at Dyna-Gro. Call Dyna-Gro Dave or Lauren Kaiser. Or, you know what? Maybe it's not one of those guys in your area. They will point you in the right direction. 1-800-652-9298. We tell you all the time, more acres this year were planted to Dyna-Gro than ever before. There's a reason for that, people. Dyna-Gro is growing and growing fast. Get it for your farming operation. It comes down to the bottom line of profitability. You want Dyna-Gro on your team. 1-800-652-9298.
One thing that Dyna-Gro has that we don't, they're going to be in the top 10 again today.
That is so correct.
Well, up next, the fourth member of our team. We just had a chance to talk with our sports director at Hastings, and the voice of Hastings College, of course, is Mike Will. Now, the guy that got us into this, also from Hastings, of course. You hear him doing ball games for us, and remember his smiling face from his TV days. And I look at you, Rob Osmond, and it harkens me back to what Jay Leno said one time. Now I wrote the name down and I forgot what the heck his name was, but I just want to look at you and go, what in the hell were you thinking?
I'm kind of worried about that myself.
Well, see, now that we've sabotaged your microphone, well, that could be a good thing. That could be a good thing. Maybe we don't have to worry. Did Will break your microphone?
He probably did.
That's unbelievable.
I appreciate that.
Okay, well.
Don't touch anything.
Oh, what?
I'll just speak every other word.
So much for this experiment. I don't know.
Hey, you want to talk to Rob?
Yeah, let's talk to Rob for just a second. Sorry about that, folks. Doug and Daddy here at Lachlan Country Club. Okay. We're here for a good cause, at least.
I could have spoke every other word and been okay.
A beautiful golf course out here, and we had a chance to talk with Chris Junker earlier about the United Way. There's a lot of good golfers out here. We're not any of them, are we?
Have you been watching the practice range there, these guys going out there? Not looking at Mike out there. Don't be checking him out. What is this
practice range you speak of?
There's a driving range right over here.
What do people do there?
Well, they seem to be doing a heck of a lot better than what we're going to do.
Oh, they're working on their game. Oh, I understand. See, I never find that place, that practice range.
Mike's out getting lessons from people now, trying to get some advice real quick before we get out there.
Well, Rob, you guys have been in and out and doing so many things here in the community of Hastings. This is just going to be another great event here.
This is going to be fun. It's going to be, and it's for a good cause. So we can laugh at ourselves and we're doing some good otherwise.
Well, and we can only see part of the course from where we're at. And if the whole course looks like what we're looking at here, Hank and the gang, Hank McFarland, the head pro here, Hank and the gang just do an outstanding job.
Oh, it's beautiful. All except for they call it the daddy tree. something about it puzzles you because he was just telling the story about his golf club and how he lost the grip on his clubs. And then he climbed a tree and lost his grip. So, I mean, you figure out. I think it's a grip problem.
You've been watching any of the Players' Championship yesterday?
No, I did not.
I did.
I have to work.
There was I was doing research, obviously, for the afternoon sports.
There you go.
And I was, I said, these guys aren't that good. They keep hitting in the water just like me. I mean, I can hit that ball in the water on 17. I could probably do it with a lot more flair and splash. I probably wouldn't even be as close to the green as they are.
I'm good at putting it into the water. There's only one lake here that comes into play.
Are you our ringer today?
No.
Okay.
No, no, no.
Go to the range.
I have you down as a six handy.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Six on the first six, six on the next six, six on the last six. Go practice.
Daddy's
right?
A 12, and Mike and I are 20 plus.
Outstanding. Rob,
have fun. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks, Rob, for having us over. Rob Osmond joined us here in the last couple of minutes of the Doug and Daddy Show. A couple of national sports just to get out of here with Tony. Kobe Bryant was not suspended. But that kid from Orlando is suspended for the head slap, really? I don't think Kobe should have been suspended, but a head slap shouldn't be a suspension either.
If you're going to suspend, you can't just eliminate your stars from taking the scrutiny. I know you want them it's good for the game to have them in, and that's what draws people to the game. But you know what? Anytime you throw an elbow like that, if Dwight Howard got suspended, I think Kobe Bryant should have been suspended.
Wow. You hate Kobe Bryant, don't you?
Well,
you hate the Lakers. And how about Arizona firing Bob Melvin? 2007 Coach of the Year. They're 12-17, so?
Well, they're 8.5 games back, a team that was supposed to contend for that division.
Well, they'll catch the Dodgers now.
Well, the Dodgers are hot. Well, they're going to do it without their manager. That was probably, a little bit of a surprise maybe across the nation, maybe not in Arizona.
Well, and they're taking their player development, the guy head of player development is going to be their new coach?
What do you do? You're off to a bad start. There's still a lot of time, a lot of season left to get things turned around.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Hey, a couple of congratulations again to track yesterday. We're 1 week away from district track, and we've got all kinds of updates next Wednesday and Thursday here on ESPN Radio and Power 99 FM. The Lou Platt beat yesterday. Wood River wins the boys' team race with 109.5. Kearney Catholic was the runner-up with 85. On the girls' side, Ord is your winner with 108.75. Adams Central finished second with 94. By the way, Adams Central and St. Cecilia keep finishing 1-2 in golf tournaments. If any of those young lads have the afternoon off, maybe come out to Lachlan and help us out a little bit. Does that work?
That'd be perfect. They could fill in most of the afternoon, if not all of the afternoon.
Derek, any business we need to finish off back there?
Nope. Looks like we're pretty clear on this end, guys.
Well, let's get out of here then. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Want to thank all the folks here that joined us at Lachlan Country Club, to Hank and the gang for allowing us to do the program over here today as we're getting ready for the 14th annual United Way Golf Scramble. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your weekend. If you're graduating, congratulations. If you have a graduate, congratulations to you. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day, Mother.
That's a good day. It's a good day. So we'll see our moms this weekend, and hopefully you can see yours as well and have a great weekend. Hastings College softball coach Troy Baker will be among our guests on the show on Monday as we start another week, and see who wins the Players' Championship. See if Phil and Tiger can start making putts.
Yeah, six back Tiger is right now. Any chance?
Hell oh, yeah, he's got a chance. We'll see you on Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!